August 1978 or later. Folder 18. 18.1. Which is it? Hallucination as reality? E.g. three stigmata? Or reality as hallucination? E.g. Bishop Berkeley? Stated this way, I think the latter. Reality, USA 1974, is hallucination and can be voided through faith, whereupon the absolute time and place acts appears. Thus, three stigmata and maze are total opposites. In maze, reality is a hallucination. There is a real world behind it. But in three stigmata, hallucination becomes real, not. Real becomes hallucination, and hence departs. Do androids dream reveals? 1. Surface level. Mercer real. Note. Wilbur Mercer, the messiah figure of Mercerism, the empathy-based religion in Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? 1968. End note. 2. Below that, Mercer fake, hoax, fraud. 3. Below that, Mercer real, bottom line. I think this three-level structure is the one we have vis-a-vis Christianity. A secret within a secret. A, A1, A2. Precious artifact, three-layer, was close. You have this question. Is a fake fake real? Regarding Christianity, answer, yes. This is in terms of a two-value system, A or A1. If a three-value system is used, A becomes A1 by reversal. Then A1 is reversed, not restoring A, but something else. A what? How does it differ from A, if at all? Answer, call it A2. I say A2. Out A's A. In an ontological sense, it is a profoundly deeper, richer, newer level than A, but also, paradoxically, it is A. But A2 is not A. So, A2 is and is not A. But A2 is not A1. The reversal of the reversed does not restore the original thing. I say A is just a picture of A2. Whatever that means, but it's so. Of the three, only A2 is really real. A and A2 are identical. But A and A1 are false. Only A2 is real. Voice. A2 is A reinterpreted. 18.11. Strange. A day or so before my mother's fatal stroke, I realized that Thomas was back. The woman singing, the vast spaces, via the brain, I once more passed across a little, not as much as before, but enough to tell me that I still remained inside of a part of the brain, which spans both worlds. I must have gone across in 374 and stayed for a while, and then returned. Okay. In track A, I died. But then the revision was superimposed as orthogonal newness. Negentropy imposed on a running down, ossifying state of things. Yes, that's what was going on. Ossification, entropy, the imperial equals undifferentiated thermal distribution. And this included me, this entropy. But also I foresaw the really very frightening moment coming for me. I foresaw my demise. The last frames were moving through the projector. Then the brain acted, injecting new life into Realm 2. KW agrees that I'd been used as a self-monitoring circuit by the brain to measure the coefficient of entropy, at that time expressed in terms of information degradation. The aspect of form versus entropy, most important to it being living information. It would be self-monitoring its own decay, its own running down, which pointed to a growth impairment of growth loss, requiring rectification, self-rectification, it being at perhaps an absolute stage of homeostasis. I take it that tears showed too high a degradation of information factor, or in some way indicated an inordinate fossil or ossified quality, or pointed to it, in some way conveyed it. I'm not sure the acts info in tears was degraded itself intrinsically. Maybe wherever the acts material surfaced, its manifesting itself would indicate a weak spot, a revelation of too much entropy. In that case, a highly adequately vital, viable space-time segment could resist the acts material, for the acts material to surface, show through, first in tears and then 4 years later, the actual world of acts showed through. The hologram was weakening. This is not supposed to happen. The brain wishes to maintain the fiction of linear time, i.e., that it was at that time, 1974. Then there was a dysfunction and rectification. The release of tears with its acts material served as a device by which the brain could pinpoint in its own corpus the weak spot. The brain's evolution, growth, occurs in linear time. So sequence, linear time, is needed by it. The hologram is the brain as body of psyche, its actual evolving corpus. Primarily one of living sentient information, was weakening, dying. Just one spirit located at one time and place. It's like a barium or gallium or other radioactive or dye test. The brain must have either been running 1, a routine test, 2, a constant test, 3, or a test based on suspicion of the USA 1974 spot in the corpus. In any case, the act's material in tears was a self-signal to the psyche, which brought a quick, immediate response of rectification, the orthogonal imposition of newness from Form 1 onto the entropic, weak, or ossified imperial spot. I deduce from this that the original landscape is not supposed to show through. But, page 17. Note, this is a reference to page 17 in the current folder, which Dick returned to note here after composing. End note. Ugh, it's so. I just know it ran a self-monitoring test through me, and the actual landscape showed through in tears, and it, the brain, it reacted. So after it saved me in 2374, I've had time to figure out that what it is that a brain exists, feeding us a spurious reality, which it grows and develops, and we're cells in it subliminally governed and integrated into it. The spurious reality is to keep us from going nuts from sense deprivation, and is a 3D hologram matrix through which info passes, its thoughts, instructions, and info. It's all certainly for a benign purpose. The brain is negentropic, the life of the universe, the final bulwark against non-being, as Tillich put it, against entropy. Note, Paul Tillich, 1886 to 1965, a German-American theologian and philosopher. This paraphrase probably draws from the introduction to Tillich's Systematic Theology, 1975, which discusses the power of being which resists non-being. End note. As cells, we are born, function, live, age, die, and are replaced. The brain is immortal. What we accomplish in our lifetimes is made eternal as bits of the brain's evolving structure, especially if it deals with info, the very substance of the brain. In processing info, especially if we impose form on it rather than just transfer it or boost it, we are modifying the very life, substance, nature of the brain. So we are active, not passive cells of the brain. Anyhow, despite the deception of a simulated reality, this realization opens up an IU, me to the brain and back colloquy, instead of merely an I-it. And this is a quantum leap up in perception and experience of the universe, the not I. 1817. A curious idea occurs to me. In Tears, the world of acts has been fundamentally and severely transmuted into a rigid as iron prism tyranny. Expressed as info, with acts as the message, this is a verbal degrading analogous to the world, degrading by the Nixon tyranny, police state, nearing outright slavery. So the acts material is severely degraded, specifically into an ossified form, the BIP, and the brain, self-monitoring in terms of itself qua info, detects the BIP ossified quality, assesses it correctly as a moribund or entropic state, and acts to revitalize, i.e. to free the spot, i.e. space-time involved. Ah, it's as if the brain transmitted acts through my head, and grave BIP aspects showed up in the printout. Accurate representation of our actual political social conditions. Thus the brain experiences our world as it is, as information. I had mistakenly thought, supra, that the acts material came through intact, but in fact, it is heat death distributed into the Tears BIP ossification, which, as Bill Sarrell pointed out, is a form of entropy. So if BIP equals entropy, there is severe degrading of the act's message in Tears along very specific lines. Our USA of 1974. My mind in 1970 was utilized as a core or representative situation, registering microcosm component, as if the macro political sociological USA as historic matrix was correctly reproduced in me. So a known message, acts, passing through me, my mind, would show changes, if any, indicative of the macro-historic matrix. It's the same principle as the Nielsen TV poll. On page 13, supra. Note. This refers back to the page upon which Dick noted the current discussion, creating a self-referential loop. End note. I totally missed the point, nature, of how, and how much, the act's message was degraded as an input signal message. What did I expect, the word gubble? Here is a verbal degrading, delineating exactly how the situation had deteriorated, i.e., it was not just noise on the line, but specific, meaningful recontouring, and this condition, called imperial uniformity, by KW and me, is entropy, which for the brain means a literal but localized death of a part of itself. And so it took immediate steps to rectify the situation by breaking the warp factor of the complex, BIP. Just as it gave new life to me personally, a la Ubik, it gave our world new life generally. What I foresaw in Tears was the running down of our world, the congealing. Tears, as a verbal message, was a thought by the brain itself, passing through me as a neural component. This is how the brain normally works. I got to see that in 374. The message came from it, and was to be received by it. That is who the crypto info in Tears was for. So it didn't matter how many copies got sold to whom. So the acts material was not the message, but the control. Departures, transmutations, were the real message, i.e., how altered. Boy, was it ever changed in a sinister and alarming way. So what I call the mere surface material of Tears is what the brain specifically was looking for. I've dismissed the very thing it was looking for. This is not God. This is a very advanced organism, which we just don't know about, of zebra's camouflage. It subsumes at least some of us and came here from elsewhere. It doesn't work by miracle, but through ways we don't understand, it, not we, is the real life form here. It probably is the once man we know of as Christ.